You're a week and a half out. Let's talk about the defensive backfield and getting ready to face off against Navy. How are things going for you guys?
It's going really well right now. As you might have heard, we've got a really talented backfield this year, and a lot of guys who are very capable. I think the biggest emphasis on Navy has just really been discipline and making sure we're playing clean and limiting any mistakes and whatnot. So in practice, we've been doing a pretty good job of that so far.
The other question I wanted to ask you, Troy, is what's been the impact on the team? A lot of the pro teams right now have taken some steps and are really frustrated with the latest national situation with race relations, police relations, things like that. What's been the impact for the team, for your friends, and as you guys have seen that and felt that and the emotions you guys have been dealing with regards to that situation?
Yeah, I think the team right now is just focusing on Navy. You know, there's that's kind of something that we just, you know, like to pride ourselves on is when we're here, when we're in the facilities, we like to just keep our main focus on what's at hand. And right now that's Navy, and that's the biggest thing we ever focus on. So
go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Troy, following up on that, was there any talk at all of maybe taking the day off today from practice, talking about that situation more? I noticed around the country a few teams did that, Boston College and others. Was that ever brought up this morning at all?
No, that wasn't brought up at all. We just had the mindset to come to practice today, grind and get ready for Navy. So that's all that's on our mind right now.
And just tell me about kind of the safety situation. Are you playing there, or there was a report maybe you would try it out a little bit at corner again? Kind of what's your role so far in camp?
So my role is really just do it all. Wherever the team needs me right now, I'm a versatile player and can do a lot of things. My biggest thing right now is just to prove to the coaches that I'm capable of playing at both spots. So wherever they need me to play for this game, I'm going to play and do it at a high level. So, I'm just focused on getting both positions down right now.
All right, who else has a question? Jared, go ahead.
I've got questions for you, Troy. So talk about the importance of eye control for this game, because Navy tries so hard in this offense to get you looking the wrong way, going the wrong way, and take advantage of that. How big is it to keep your focus and keep that eye control?
It's huge. It makes or break a game at some points and sometimes. And that's why Navy is so widely respected, is because they are very disciplined. They get you going downhill and try and lull you to sleep. And as soon as they catch you slipping, they try to take you over top. So eye discipline is going to be huge for each player on this defense. And like I said, in practice, that's all we're focusing on right now, is just to be super disciplined, limit the mental errors, and play fast, really. So it's going to be a good game. Excited.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, Troy, what's the leadership committee or council decided on team captains for this year?
I don't know the answer to that one right now. You know, there's a lot of leaders on this team, a lot of guys who like to be at the forefront and be vocal and lead by example. And that's one of the best parts of this team. The more leaders that you have on a team, the better that team is going to perform and play and be good on and off the field. So it's a really good position to be in. And as far as your question, though, I don't know the details of it right now. We kind of just focus on keeping each other accountable and controlling what we can control.
And with about, you know, 10 or so days till kickoff, when do you guys start beginning maybe the testing to get ready for this game and make sure you're cleared and ready to go?
So we've already begun testing. We test about 3 times a week, and we've been real diligent about it and just trying to do our part and staying healthy for the season. We're very, very lucky to be playing this year, and obviously we don't do anything that jeopardizes that season for us. So we've been doing everything we can, including wearing masks whenever, and doing what we got to in order to play. So
thanks, Troy.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Jay.
Troy, speaking of that, yesterday they announced two more games. It's up to 8 games. What's the optimal number of games that you would like to play? How many would you like to see BYU add this year?
I mean, obviously, we want to play as many games as we can. So if we could play a 12 game season, that would be awesome. But right now it's 8 games, and those 8 games are our main focus right now, starting with Navy. So that's kind of something that none of us can really control right now, except for, you know, the outside guys that control scheduling us. And so us as players right now, we just focus on what we can, and that right now that's Navy. So.
Go ahead, Jared.
Troy, you talked about the safeties a little bit. I wanted to ask about the cornerbacks because I know you've probably done some stuff with them as well. And I imagine that between injuries and inexperience and some of the struggles from last year, that group probably had a little chip on their shoulder coming into camp. What type of progress have you seen from the cornerbacks?
Like you said, a huge chip on their shoulders. You know, one thing that I've really noticed about this group is they just compete. That's something that's been consistent all throughout fall camp. Short-term memory, you know, if they get a play or they get something caught on them, it's on to the next play. And it's every guy is wanting to just compete and give the best look and play at the highest level that they can. And that's something that's really important in a group of cornerbacks.
Let's go Brandon, then Jake.
Zane Anderson's kind of an intriguing part of this defense, just having played linebacker. He seems to be playing everywhere. How great is it to have his presence back as a fully healthy part of the defense? And where do you see him helping most?
Yeah, Zane, obviously, a lot of people know he's a big-time player and a veteran with a lot of game experience. And just like me, he's a guy who can play a ton of positions, and he'll play wherever's needed. I think we'll see a lot of him at safety, but that could change. So he's a big time player, and he's been looking really good this fall camp, and I expect him to do really good things this season.
Troy, the NCAA has declared that no matter how many games you guys may play this fall, that it's essentially a free year for you. And obviously, you're going into your senior season. Looking ahead, does that affect you in any ways you prepare for the season, or do you care one way or the other?
To be honest with you, I don't even like looking that far ahead. I like to just kind of live in the present right now. My mentality is just, you know, to play as high of a level as I can this year. You know, I've been grinding my tail off all off season, and feel really good about this season. So my main focus right now is this season, and then we'll take care of all that other stuff later. So right now, just focus on now.
Okay, last quick question from Jared.
I think Kyle's worried I'm taking up too much of your time, Troy. But I wanted to ask what your conversations have been like with your brother, because he's trying to get ready at the, you know, a different level. You're trying to get ready at the college level. What's that been like as you guys have both gone through this crazy pandemic time?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we've talked about is just really controlling what you can control. That's been a huge emphasis. I can't control, you know, what goes on the outside. But what I can control is my preparation, what I'm doing off the field and on the field, to ensure that I get the best season out of myself and that I can help my team in any way possible. You know, he's been a huge help to me, this past off season, mentally, and just with building my confidence and preparing myself for what's to come. And real excited, real thankful for him. And you know, and on his end as well, he's trying to improve on a huge year that he just had. So you know, you've already seen a few things that he's been able to do in his fall camp and what he's expected to do in the season. And you know, it all starts with confidence. So